The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
The countdown is on to the summer holidays, but we don't want our children to stop reading just because school is out. And here with some summer reads to keep little eyes busy in the coming months is award-winning children's writer Sarah Webb. Sarah, good morning.
Thank you, Pat.
Now, we're going to go from tots to teens.
Yes.
So let's start at the very beginning with the babies and toddlers. What have you got?
Well, the first one I've chosen is because it is set on Skellig Michael, and it is the absolutely sweet Where Are You Puffling? An Irish Adventure. And it's by Erica McGann and Jerry Daly. And it tells the story of Little Puffling, who is lost and has to find her way back home to her parents. The illustrations are very sweet. It's in a really good board book edition.
Yeah.
Nice hard board, so it can be popped on.
You can dribble food all over it and wipe it clean,
yeah.
All of that.
But it can be put on a rug in the garden with a little one, and or it could be read to a little one at bedtime.
It's sturdy,
really sweet.
In other words.
Yeah, and it's published in Ireland by the O'Brien Press.
Another one for this age group, Be Wild, Little One, by Olivia Hope and Daniel Igneous.
Yes, so Daniel is a Greek or Swedish living in Athens, I believe. This is by a W. Carey writer, Olivia, and it is gorgeous. It starts, wake up early, don't be shy. The bright world can make you fly. Be wild, little one. And it tells children that they can be wild, that they can engage with the sea, with monkeys, with elephants, with fireflies. Beautifully written, but the illustrations are absolutely stunning. They're really, really bright and vibrant. I loved that one.
Moving up the age group to the four and beyond, what have you got?
Oh, well, Our Big Day is such a joyful book. It's by Bob Johnson and Michael Emberley, again published by an Irish publisher, O'Brien Press. And it is a super one for June because it is about Uncle Simon and David, who are getting married. And Uncle Simon's niece has been chosen to be the ring bearer. And she's very excited about this. But there is a slight disaster when she loses the rings. Da, da, da. But it's really, really lovely. It's a really, really lovely book about a wedding. And there's lots of weddings this time of the year as well. So I think it's a lovely one to read to kind of age 4 or 5 plus. And little ones as well. And the illustrations are just gorgeous by Michael Emberley. Really, really lovely one.
The Shop of Impossible Ice Creams.
So you will know this author very well. This is the wonderful Shane Hegarty, who we know from the radio and also from the Irish Times previously. And he is very, very good at this age group. There are plenty of like fart jokes and like little rude bits and just silliness. Silly, silly, silly. And it's about Limpet, whose mum is opening an impossible ice cream shop in this little village, the seaside village. But there's Mr. Fluffy, who already has an ice cream shop, and he will stop at nothing to stop Limpet and the family. Lovely, lovely illustrations by Jeff Crowther as well. And Shane, if anyone would like to meet Shane, will be at Halfway Up the Stairs in Greystones on the 11th of June. That's this Saturday at 4 o'clock for a free event. And if no one's seen, if you haven't seen him before, he's amazing at events. He puts everything into it. He's great fun. Yeah, but this is a super summer holiday book, I think.
Next we have The Lost Whale by Hannah Gold.
Oh, The Lost Whale. I have a big thing about whales, Pat, so this had me at the word whale. This is about a young man called Rio. Rio, I think, is 11 in the book, and it's the story. His mum has problems with her mental health and has to go to hospital for a month, and he is sent to California to stay with a grandmother he does not know, and he is very, very angry and upset about this. But he finds this secret box of his mum's things, and in it is a sketchbook of whales. And he decides that he's going to find this special whale called Whitebeak that his mum fell in love with as a child. It is beautifully written. It's written in really lyrical language, but it's very straightforward and very compelling, but a really, really lovely character study of this young man. Really, so very good for a thoughtful kind of reader.
Now, you have a book which is going to cater to the child who likes to be creative, him or herself, A Writer's Guide.
Yeah, I loved this one. It's by Andy Jones and illustrated by Olaf Falafel. And it's called Unleash Your Creative Monster, A Children's Guide to Writing. Now, I've read a lot of these guides to writing for children, but I liked this one particularly because it talks about making mistakes and it quotes people like Bram Stoker, who said how important it was. Bram Stoker said, we learn from failure, not success. And it goes through all kinds of things from characterization to plotting. And there's some really fun story prompts. I thought it was terrific. It's one of the best creative writing books I've ever found for this age group of about 9, 10 plus.
Is that his real name, Olaf Falafel?
I think so.
And next, Phil Earls, While the Storm Rages.
Oh, so for children who like history and adventure, I really liked this story because it's quite gentle, but it's full of adventure. And it's about young Noah, and it's set in 1939. And what I didn't know, and I don't know if you know, Pat, is that the British government at the time told people they had to put down their pets for the war effort.
Why?
Because they believed that the food and the energy that went to looking after pets would be bad for the war effort. Now, this makes no sense to me because as a dog lover, we have two dogs and they only bring joy and peace to a home, I think. Anyway, but this order went out and this boy, Noah, his father is going off to fight in the war. And the last promise he's made to his father is that he'll look after their lovely dog, Wynne. So he goes on the run with Wynne the dog and two friends, who one of them has a python and one of them has another dog. And they pick up all kinds of animals on the way. It's a lovely, charming adventure story, but it's based on, you know, it's inspired by a true story as well, which I really like in a book.
Mention one that will be available in early July, Spellstoppers.
Yes, so I love supporting debut writers. I think it's really important. And this is an Irish debut coming in July, can be pre-ordered in your local bookshop. And it's called Spellstoppers by Kat Gray, who is living in the UK, but originally from Wicklow. And it's a really good fantasy novel. I don't know if you know the Studio Ghibli films, but it really reminded me of Howl's Moving Castle, which was by Diane Wynne Jones. But it's got all the elements of really good fantasy in that the characters are excellent. The story's amazing. It's about a young boy, Max, who has this gift that he's able to stop magic spells. And that's tied up in the plot. He has to save his grandfather and save the village. Mm. But it's terrific fantasy. Really, really good.
I mean, he has this problem where he touches anything mechanical or electrical, it blows up. I know people like that.
It's really clever. I just really liked the way it was put together.
Let's move on to the teens and young adults. And the first one is The Light in Everything by Katia Balin.
Yeah, so Katia Balin is an extraordinary writer. I love everything she's ever written. Her last book, October, October, is one of my favourite books for that kind of age group of 10 plus. And this one is called The Light in Everything. And it's about Tom, who lives with his mum, and Sophia, who lives with her dad. The two families come together to live together because the mum and the dad fall in love and there's a baby on the way. But the two could not be more different. So Sophia is like a storm. She's a whirlwind. Tom is very shy, very quiet and very scared. At the very beginning, you realise that there was abuse in the household and he's very, very scared. So they come together and when there is... I won't spoil it, but something happens with the baby and the two come together and learn to live with each other and learn to like each other. So it's about blended families. It's about, and there is an adventure in it as well. It's a beautifully
it's
written story.
The Light in Everything by Katia Balin.
I'd recommend it for kind of 11, 12 plus because it's kind of a little bit more serious themes.
Yeah. We've time for a couple more. My Heart and Other Breakables by Alex Barkley.
Yes, I heard Alex talking about her book on your show actually. Mm-hmm. And I really liked this. It's written in diary form. It's about Ellery Brown. It's set in West Cork and it is... her mum has recently died and she's determined to go off and find the father that she was never told about or introduced to, using all these clues from her mum's bookshelves. It's very warm, very funny. I really, really liked it. Yeah, really sweet book for kind of age 12, 13 plus.
And the final one is Twin Crowns by Catherine Doyle and Catherine Webber.
So this is, in a word, fun. This is kind of Princess Bride for teenagers. It is so much fun. It is about twins who were separated at birth. One is a witch and was brought up by witches. And one is a very respectful, pretty kind of princess. She's called Rose. So Wren is the one who was brought up by the witches. They're secret sisters. And Ren decides she is going to have her secret sister Rose kidnapped and brought away, and she is going to pretend to be Rose. Now, she is wild. She's really, really quite mad. She's brilliant. She's a brilliant character. But you can really tell that the two authors had so much fun writing this. They wrote it during lockdown. They're about to be sisters-in-law. Catherine Doyle, who's from Galway, is marrying Catherine Webber's American brother. They're close friends, and it is a riot of a book and highly recommended for summer reading for teenagers or adults who just want a good laugh.
Twin Crowns by Catherine Doyle and Catherine Webber. And your own book still selling well, I hope?
Yeah.
It's The Little Bee Charmer of Henrietta Street, aimed at what, the 9+?
Yes, 9+, and set very much in Henrietta Street around the tenements. And there's a circus in there as well.
Very good. Sarah Webb, thank you very much for all of those recommendations.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.